We now welcome to the call the head coach of the JMU Dukes, Mike Houston. Good morning, Coach Houston.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, as I was just talking to Coach McDonald, a wild one up in Durham. You guys come out on top 42-39. Give me your view on that game.
Well, we made it interesting, that's for sure. So, but I think that, you know, any time that you can come away with a win on the road at New Hampshire, you take it. I mean, because it's just such a tough place to play. And Sean is he's done such an incredible job over the years. He is consistently one of the top teams in CAA. Very good defensively, hard-nosed football team, very well coached, very, very good at home. I think it's been a decade since JMU's won up there. And certainly extremely pleased with the way that we played, especially for the first three quarters. And I thought that, you know, really we did what we thought we had to do for the first three quarters to build the lead that we had. And fortunately, we were able to hold on, against a furious comeback by New Hampshire, which honestly did not surprise me, just knowing just the caliber team that they were. And just, you know, I think players take on the personality of their coach, and, you know, certainly they do that up there. You know, they're just a hard-nosed team that's never going to quit. You know, they're always going to keep coming at you. And so we're just really excited to get the win.
Coach Mack talked a lot about your quarterback, Brian Shore, who was the offensive player of the week, 242 yards and four touchdowns passing and 70 yards rushing and a TD. And I know he's had a tremendous year all season, but talk about his performance on Saturday.
Well, I just think Brian gets better every week. And, going into the game, we felt like, they were going to try to take away Khalid and Carden. We felt like that they were going to do anything as they could to stack the box. So we knew that we were going to have to be able to be effective with quarterback run and also with throwing the football, especially off of play action, because we'd be able to, maybe get the safeties down, get the linebackers up, and open up some stuff, in the seams and over the middle. And certainly Brian executed, near flawlessly. The one mistake he had on the day was late, and unfortunately, we're able to overcome it. But he just played an outstanding game, and really was the key to us, being able to do the things we did on offense.
We're here with JMU head coach Mike Houston. If you have a question for Coach Houston, just hit *1 on your keypad, and we've got several in queue if you'll get those for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Greg Mendia with the Daily News Record.
Hey, Coach. You guys enter your bye week 6-1 overall. I imagine this is kind of what you envisioned, at least, in terms of the way you guys would start. What to you has been the most impressive? You guys have had good wins on the road at Maine, at New Hampshire. You guys have played well on offense at times, played well on defense at times. To you, what's been the thing that stands out most about the way you guys started this year?
I think, probably just you mentioned, two phases right there. I think all three phases have contributed heavily each week, and I think that our kids have done a really good job of playing together and keeping their focus kind of tunnel visioned to what's right in front of them. And that's, that shows a lot of maturity. That shows a lot of commitment to each other. But I think really that's probably the biggest surprise, because you're a first-year staff, coming into a situation where there's been a lot of turnover the last couple of years in the coaching staff. And so I think it says a lot about the character of the young men that I have on the roster that they've been able to do that.
I know you mentioned that the fourth quarter the other day at New Hampshire. How do you bring up, I guess, kind of the fourth quarter situations where teams have kind of rallied a little bit late against you guys? How do you bring that up and talk to your players about it?
Well, I mean, I think that you get in a situation there where, we've had some pretty good-sized leads in the fourth quarter. So certainly teams are, really, don't have a whole lot to lose. They are, a lot more aggressive and, throwing the ball around a good bit and doing some things that maybe they typically had not done. The big thing we've got to continue to do is we've got to continue to improve in that situation. We had multiple opportunities there Saturday to make plays on balls that really should have been intercepted. We've got to make those plays, because those plays get you off the field. And really, a lot of that on Saturday could even go back to the first half. We played 46 snaps in the first half on defense, and that's just too much. So, we've got to do a better job of getting off the field and limiting our snaps, so at the end of the day you don't take 100 snaps on defense.
Makes sense. And then what's the bye week schedule like for you guys? What's kind of in the plan for this week?
Well, you know, we spent a lot of time yesterday looking at the game film from Saturday, digesting that and going through corrections and taking a little bit extra time with that. You know, we're going to practice Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And our thing is we want to refocus. I think the bye week's coming at the perfect time in the season. We're going to really focus on us this week fundamentally. Certainly we're going to use the time to prep for Rhode Island, but we want to really get better with what we are doing at the same time this week. So we want to refocus on what we're doing, get our legs back under us for a couple of guys that might be dinged up a little bit. Get them healthy, and then we want to really look to improve in a few situational areas that we have the time to address this week. So, and we look forward to getting a couple of days at the end of the week so the kids can be fresh and ready to go Sunday and have a good prep week for Rhode Island.
Thanks, Coach.
Sure.
Your next question is from the line of Dave Thomas with the ESPN Harrisonburg.
Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. We talk a lot about the offensive line in general as a
right.
whole, but are they equally as good up front? I mean, because it doesn't seem to be any weaknesses there. Is there one guy standing out, or really is that five strong?
Well, I do think that all five have played at various times really, really well all season, and I think the biggest strength they have is the way they play together. You know, the thing, the communication, just the way they in sync with a lot of combo blocks and passing people off. And it comes from a lot of playing time together. They're playing really well as one. And certainly, I mean, Matt Frank had what I thought was maybe his best game of the season on Saturday. Just, he's played well all year. But he was almost like he was at a different level on Saturday. And so certainly you've had some instances like that. We've had guys have just standout games. But I think really the strength comes from the unit as a whole and their ability to play together.
Knowing your game plan was going to be maybe a little different, you wanted to run the ball, but knowing you were going to have to throw the ball, did you have to change much what you wanted, or I guess kind of the aspect going into the game versus maybe the last couple of weeks ahead of time?
Not really. I mean, just being conscientious of what was going to be there was the biggest thing. And, it's the thing we talked about, all the way back to when I was hired back in the last winter. We're going to be balanced. We want to be just as effective and dynamic throwing the ball as we are running the ball. And certainly our rushing stats have gotten a lot of attention because of the success we've had there so far this year. But I think we have equal explosive ability in the passing game.
Coach, thanks so much. Talk to you soon.
Thanks a lot.
Your next question is from the line of Christopher Heidel with Herb FM Radio.
Hey, Coach Mike. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. What do you like about your team at the bye week? Or is there something else you guys have to work on with the stretch run coming up in the end?
Well, I like that we're 6-1. I mean, certainly that's probably the biggest positive is the way we've handled the first 7 weeks of the year. I like the way we're playing right now. I like how we've come along and I think gotten better each week. I think the bye for us is coming at the perfect time. Being able to give us some time to really work on some specific things this week before we go into the last four games of the year, starting with a home game against Rhode Island. So I just think that it's a positive time for us and hopefully we can make the best of this week and move on, to finish the season strong.
Yeah. Talk about number 17 under center, just talk about how, his development is during the season. Cause I talked to him in the beginning of the year and he was doing well. And I think he ran into a little rough patch. Now I think he's getting out of it.
Well, I really think that, since the beginning of preseason camp, I've seen Brian improve dramatically over what he was in the spring. And I think you look week to week throughout this year, he came out with a very strong performance in the opener against Morehead State. And I think he's consistently gotten better and better each week. And I think the biggest thing is he doesn't get outside of himself in the ball game. He doesn't try to, you know, go and make plays that aren't there or force things. He does a very good job of playing within the scheme and taking what is there based on the play call and what the defense is showing pre-snap.
Well, I hope you have a good bye week this week and relax.
Thanks
and
a lot.
Get ready.
Mike, before I let you go, just talk a little bit about the defense. You mentioned they're on the field 100 plays and certainly gave up a bunch in the passing game, but you guys did a pretty good job against a pretty good tailback in Dalton Crossan holding them to 57 yards rushing. Was that sort of the focus, trying to shut down that part of the game, and how did you feel like you did against the run?
Well, you know, coming into the game, obviously, he and Knight, the quarterback, had put up some, you know, pretty good stats running the football, and really we felt like that was the key to us winning the ball game, was being able to keep them from, you know, getting going in the run game. And so from that aspect, I think I thought we did a really good job on Saturday. I thought you know, Crossan is you know, averaging over 100 yards a game coming into the game. You know, one of the top running backs in the league, and I think Knight you know, had made a lot of plays with his legs. So I was proud of the way we did that, you know, and a lot of the stuff we gave up on the passing game, fortunately, is, you know, things that we can control and correct and improve on. A lot of it comes down to just us fundamentally playing together and playing on the same page. A lot of it comes down to some great plays by the wide receivers and quarterbacks in New Hampshire. Certainly don't want to take anything away from them, because, you know, they really made some plays there Saturday. But I'm pleased with how our defense has continued to improve, and hopefully during the bye week we can you know, get some of those things adjusted and fixed and move forward stronger as we finish the season.
All right, Mike. Thanks as always for your time this morning, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thanks a lot. Have a good week.
All right.
Bye.